This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're with Julian and Joyce, and now it's time to look at the global markets. And on the line with us is Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lender Infused Capital Managers, calling us all the way from New York. Good morning, Dodge. Good of you to join us now. Overnight, Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal was voted down by Parliament, and her plan of leaving European Union, she now faces a vote of no confidence as well. What kind of market impacts are you seeing from here?
Well, good morning, and yes, it's quite a reaction to this. Now, she will be up for a no confidence vote tomorrow. She is expected to win that, because she's already indicated she's going to reach out to the other side. And there's hopes that this whole process will stop the clock where the Brexit deal has to come to a conclusion at the end of March. One of the things that I was listening to just a few minutes ago was the representatives from Ireland were talking about how the threat to the union has been removed. Very interesting. It is perceived that now that the Brexit deal has been turned down, has been vetoed, the threat to the union that was caused by some of the terms of the Brexit deal are not going to take place. But at the same time, the same people who are talking about this are also indicating they're going to support Theresa May continuing because her government represents a better economic policy than the alternative. So we're beginning to see a path towards success, one of which will be her winning the non-confidence vote tomorrow, and then her reaching out to the other side and coming up with a compromise of some sort. Now, in order for her to lose, some of her Conservative parties would have to vote against her. So this is another reason why we are looking for her to be able to survive the non-confidence vote tomorrow. All this is good, particularly for the pound at this point, which has begun to rally back. But we're going to have to watch this. And it's a moment, my moment decision now, and it's really going to be governed by, yes, the vote today was much, much more against Theresa May's documentation and her recommendation. It was much more, like 200 plus. If it had been 100, it would have been much easier for her to win. But the fact it was so one-sided, it does create more uncertainty. So we are going to be watching this very carefully on a moment-by-moment basis. But we suspect within the next 2 weeks, we're going to see a path towards some sort of success and compromise with Europe.
Well, Dodge, also later today, European Central Bank President Mario Draghi will make his first public appearance for the new year, and there have been growing doubts over the durability of the region's economic expansion. So what kind of policy guidance are you expecting?
He's going to acknowledge the economy has been disappointing, yes. I believe he's going to push back expectations of the ECB's first interest rate hike since 2011 because of the slowing growth in the Eurozone and the rest of the world. So he's going to, and also he will point to the weaker activity in China and the trade tensions between Beijing and Washington, in addition to the weakness that is being perceived in Europe. The ECB has pledged, and I believe it will continue to keep rates at record lows until at least the summer of this year and roll over the 2.6 trillion bonds that it has bought for an even longer period of time. We don't expect interest rates to raise until 2020. So we expect a very, very constant ECB and a continuation of the easy monetary policy for this year.
And also turning the attention to China, they announced more measures to boost its economy. Do you think this will give enough juice for global growth and indeed positive market expectations as well?
For particular sectors, we believe so. It's going to be a short-term stimulus that will help, but we suspect that it is going to have to be more than just what you're talking about. The tech sector in particular is going to benefit. Our tech sector has more revenues coming from China than any other sector in the U.S. So the potential stimulus from China and the warm welcome it received from the market so far reflects a delicate balance underpinning this year's risk asset rebound. The same weak macro data that prompted a sell-off at the end of last year has the potential to spur looser monetary policies and therefore ignite a rally. Now, plenty of risks are clouding the outlook, as we've been talking about. Not the least is the U.S. shutdown and the increasingly frantic countdown to the Brexit conclusion, which we're now traveling down. Investors also have to factor corporate earnings as the results season gets underway. But for now, the China change in its potential stimulus is viewed as positive, and so because the technology sector has been so beaten down in short-term horizon, it will help technology continue to outperform for at least the very short term. And then we'll have to see. When I say short term, we're talking days to maybe a week or two.
Dodge, speaking about corporate earnings, the results season has kicked off. How have they been so far?
Much fewer positive surprises. Delta Airlines came out, and that was a positive. And that's really just a few hours ago, and that the market has reacted quite positively. But you don't see that as much as we have in the past. You look at the banks; they've been really beaten up. I mean, where is their growth? So we're really beginning to the market is making companies prove themselves, not just the short term in terms of earnings and expectations for the next quarter. They're really looking for companies to come out with a longer-term positive outlook that makes sense. In other words, will the company be able to adjust to the long-term and whatever it's doing, whether it's increasing revenues or cutting expenses, does that make sense for the longer-term valuations? That's really what we have to watch.
The banks are always bellwethers for the market as well, and a slew of banks will come up with the results, Dodge. And, but also in particular, Dodge, news that the Malaysian government is suing Goldman Sachs in a lawsuit for about $7.5 billion. Do you think that this would affect the banking sector in any way?
Well, yes. And by the way, that's a rightfully so. They should be suing Goldman Sachs. And let's get this out in the court and get it reconciled one way or the other. But yes, the large banks are being beaten up. The question is, where is the growth? Where are they going to be able to grow? Now, this time, as opposed to the last time we had the major downturn about 5 years ago, there's no real major disaster. We're beginning to see, for example, take a look at J.P. Morgan Chase. Jamie Dimon came out and helped the stock react more favorably and turn around because he indicated very clearly he didn't care about the short term. He was looking longer term. That's the kind of expectations the market is looking for in order to have more confidence and to be buying and reacting more favorably to the earnings that are coming out now. But so far, there have been much more negative reactions to the news as opposed to surprise positive to earnings. And there's so few companies now that they're going to have to be more in order for the whole season, the earnings season, to be more positive and more forward-looking.
Thank you so much for joining us. And that was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investments Officer of Lender & Fuse Capital Managers in New York, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.